Today I'd like to ask the question, what is the leading cause of death in the United States and elsewhere? In the U.S., there are lots of statistics that say that cancer is the leading cause of death. It used to be that heart problems were the leading cause of death. Some people believe that the third leading cause in the death, and there are statistics to prove this, that the medical industry, consisting of doctors, hospitals, their mistakes, the pharmaceutical industry's products and the reactions to them, are the third leading cause of death, followed by respiratory illnesses. All of those things are seen as the leading causes of death. You can Google looking for this publication called Death by Medicine. Came out a few years back, and it's a report that indicates that the medical industry is responsible for between 400,000 and 1 million deaths, unnecessary deaths, in the United States alone every year. In my family, I have three such examples of that medical contribution to the death of my family members. My father was in an automobile accident, minor, on his way to court one day. He was an attorney, and he was hospitalized. What was overlooked is he had a fractured larynx. His throat hit the steering wheel, and he suffocated in his own blood in the morning, a couple of hours after being admitted to the hospital. The medical staff overlooked this problem. My oldest sister was diagnosed with lung cancer, and her children are convinced that she died of doctors. The doctors say that she died of cancer. I walked into the hospital one day in Connecticut to see her, and she had just been sedated to death by the doctors, and they were now using paddles to resuscitate her. When I brought her to Florida and had her speak to an oncologist in the final days of her life in the hospital, he shook his head in amazement. I don't understand why they treated her this way, because it's well known that this form of lung cancer does not respond to the treatment that they used. And her children know that as soon as she went to the doctors for the very first time, she went downhill faster than a professional skier. I have a second older sister, or third out of my sisters, who died a year ago, August 13, in fact. It will be the one-year anniversary. And when she went to her doctor, well-trained, Harvard-trained oncologist, to tell her she felt as though her cancer had returned, he said, "We don't think it has." And refusing to test, he just reaffirmed that we don't think it has, without any kind of basis. It turns out that he received incentives from the insurance company for not prescribing certain tests, and the one that would have identified that my sister Patty's cancer had in fact returned was one that he was incented not to recommend. But if we narrow the area that we're looking at when we're trying to determine what the leading cause of death in the U.S. and elsewhere is, we can get different points of view. For example, if we talk about fatal automobile accidents, we could easily attribute the cause of death to colliding with something that is not moving, or is moving in a different direction, or is moving at a slower speed. We could also identify that the presence of alcohol is there in most automobile fatalities. As extreme points of view, people could say, well, the leading cause of automobile deaths are automobiles. If we didn't have automobiles, we could reduce automobile deaths. Or it's the roads are the cause of automobile deaths, or the drivers, or people in general, or the availability of fuel for the automobiles. They're the causes of car fatalities. In other words, when we stay focused on the surface levels of experiences, we are deliberately limiting our perceptions of information. While this set of examples seems to be giving us a pretty full list of causes, cancer, heart disease, respiratory illnesses, medical industry, and so on, it really doesn't. That is not a full list. Let's consider the men and women who participated in the Vietnam War. What is the leading cause of death for these people? If you said the answer is bullets, bombs, booby traps, friendly fire, you would be incorrect in each one of those responses. The leading cause of death of veterans of Vietnam is suicide. More Vietnam veterans have committed suicide than were killed in Vietnam during the war. Currently, that's over 58,000 people and counting. As you know, Africa is a large continent made up of a lot of countries with a lot of people. Africa doesn't get much attention here in the United States and maybe elsewhere in the first world, except when we're thinking in terms of their natural geological resources. We don't seem to care very much about the people resources there. If we were looking at the causes of death in Africa, we could focus on tribal warfare, such as between the Tutsis and the Hutus, and other forms of genocide. We could look at religious warfare between the Muslims and Christians in some African countries. We could even look at the atrocities of Shia Muslims against the Sunni Muslims, and vice versa. We could look at AIDS, starvation, dysentery from the drinking of uncleaned or polluted water. We could look at insect-borne diseases such as malaria, river blindness, and a whole bunch of others. And all of these can be considered leading causes of death. Unquestionably, there are lots of people, companies, and government employees heavily invested in some of these, quotes, causes. But before you personally invest your power in believing that these causes are actually the causes, ask yourself this question a few times about each and every one of these, quotes, causes. And what caused that? Going deeper toward the root, ask again, and what caused that? Going still deeper, say to yourself, and what caused that? When I go through that process, I arrive at this answer of the leading cause of death: toxic images produced by traumatic stress. Said another way, the leading cause of death is traumatic stress-produced toxic images. Because this important idea sounds just like blah, 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 let me describe it in more detail. Traumatic stress is when there is a large collision of energies that is shocking to our mind, emotions, and body. That incoming energy is overwhelming to our systems. It's like being hit by lightning, which is shocking, overwhelming, and of short duration. In other words, the event itself is over very, very quickly. Another major form of traumatic stress is domination, which usually involves a person delivering the overwhelming and often unexpected incoming energy. This delivery can be done intentionally to reduce the life force and the power of the victim, or out of a lack of awareness. And lack of awareness is not an excuse for the domination of one person by another. This lack of awareness is the result of both distorted images and missing images of human survival and collaboration. Domination is an experience of longer duration, lasting many seconds, up to many minutes, hours, weeks, months, or even years. People who survive being hit by lightning, and I'm using lightning as a metaphor, are the ones who are grounded. That is, because they are standing on the earth or are in some direct way connected to the earth, the energy of that lightning passes through them into the ground. If it sounds like in a case like that, all is well, that ends well, it's not true, because the event has not actually ended. Because humans and perhaps other life forms learn and remember from their experiences, we hold on to those events and those experiences and those energies. They're not over. They're still going on. We seem to capture information from these events as images. Those images include and may not be limited to the ones that we commonly think about, which are visual images, auditory images, and kinesthetic images. There may be more that we're not totally aware of. In this case, the good news and the bad news are the same. We preserve the experiences of traumatic stress as images. If those images make us more effective, that is the good news. If those images, however, are toxic or they serve to poison and disempower us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, then that is the bad news. Very bad news indeed. Does anyone think that a person of high awareness operating with a large inventory of life-enhancing, self-empowering, cooperative images actually will kill other people? Of course not. For some people, the idea of the power of images as directors of human behavior may seem airy-fairy or woo-woo, or even New Age nonsense. However, if we had a conversation with the people who produce the advertising that fills television screens all over the world, they would say, "Hello, the whole purpose of advertising is to create images which will drive people to purchase their products, vote for their candidates, support their causes, and buy their drugs." That the image is being transmitted to the audience is distorted in order to be more deceiving and manipulative is obvious. As we are beginning to realize, distorted images can be extremely toxic, freedom-reducing, and fear-inducing, which are two sides of the same coin. When fear is induced, our freedom of choice becomes reduced down to fight or flight. We become more primitive in the way we approach situations. If the leading cause of death is traumatic stress produced toxic images, what is the leading cause of life? The leading cause of life is God, the healing spirit. By connecting to God at the same time we connect consciously or subconsciously to the events of traumatic stress and the associated images, we can heal our relationship with them. We can rebalance. We can reinterpret. We can re-image those experiences. By recognizing that we actually want God, the healing spirit, we can give up our grabbing or addiction to substitutes of domination, abuse, or control that the less aware choose to acquire energy. They're choosing substitutes on a primitive level. Energy modalities or therapies such as the healing codes, emotional freedom technique, tapas acupressure technique, and others are effective at reestablishing our connection to the healing spirit and changing a leading cause, if not the leading cause, of death into something else, transmuting it, transforming it, translating it from a serious liability on our parts on every level into a source of empowerment, of blessing, of strength that can sustain and improve the quality of our lives. I would like to end the service with a prayer. Father God, Mother God, Christ, the source and connection to all that is, thank you for all of our blessings and our awareness as it continues to expand to recognize your presence in our lives and you as a source of this translation, of this change, of this healing of past experiences. Bless us, our families, our friends, our country. Bless every victim of traumatic stress, including us, with your healing spirit. Thank you. It is so. Amen.